Do we have to do... We're doing a joyous little broadcast here in the afternoon. Do we need to be doing a giving out show? 350... Nearly 350,000 euro on a bike shed at Leinster House. Yeah, come on, let's stir the pot. 335,000 euros specifically for a bike shelter. It holds 18 bikes. So if you work at Leinster House and you want to park up your bike alone to keep it nice and dry in the bike shed is 18,611 euro and 11 cents. Guys, that's maths. How do you feel about this? 0874 100102 for your texts or WhatsApps this afternoon. Let's hear your voice notes as well. We can either do giving out or we can have a laugh about it. Because let's be fair, let's be reasonable here. We've all been in this situation where we've spent too much money on something stupid and we regret it. And that's what's happened here. Someone has spent nearly 350 grand on a bike shed. Who among us hasn't had a bottle of Chardonnay on a Friday night? And the Amazon man arrives on a Monday or Tuesday and it's like, I don't even remember buying this. But you needed it. There's someone over in Leinster House going, but lads, we needed it. Come on. So there's the regret buying. What's the excuse? Your worst things you've bought, or what's your excuse? 0874 100 102. My other excuse is panic buying. So my mechanic, the car mechanic, he could say it's going to cost 100,000 euro to fix this car. And I'd be like, grand, I'll just stop feeding the kids. I will pay him whatever he says. The guy that fixes my e-bike, he could name any price and I'll pay it. That's panic buying. Pull up, skirt on your guys, we're on. Let's do this. Farming just on my you're on today, FM. You're too fine. Need a ticket. I bet you taste expensive. Pulling up. Is it the case that this structure in itself is in some way important or historic or listed? It doesn't seem to be. It seems quite modern.
Well, the thing is, the Office of Public Works, they are, understandably, they're very defensive when anything is being built near historical landmarks. And obviously, Leinster House is a protected structure. Mm. Everything near it is protected as well, the museum and stuff like that. So I guess you can't just throw something in there. You do have to be careful, you know, and it has to look like it's part of it, I guess, that it doesn't look ugly. So they actually sent me a statement with the breakdown of everything, but I still don't fully get it because I understand that they had to do like an archaeological survey and stuff like that. That's fine. But then when I get to the construction and installation part, that's 283,000.
Jakers! I thought maybe you were going to say that the initial sort of, because there could be loads of Viking bones under there and they need to do a full archaeological dig. I thought you were going to say that cost 200 grand. No, it's the other way around.
No. So that bit, all the archaeological services seem to cost about 2-3 grand. So that was fine. And then the construction and installation cost 283,949.59 euro. Then the VAT was 38,000. And then the admin services, whatever that is, cost around 11,000 grand. Now, I know some people, one of my colleagues, Shane Beattie, was actively Googling bike shelters. And apparently you can buy them online for 7 grand.
And Philip says, the most expensive stupid thing I ever bought was a wedding cake. But you need a wedding cake. How much? Well, it depends on how much did you spend, Philip? 0874 100 102. I don't know how much we spent on our wedding cake.
How many tears did you have?
Oh, sure, I've been crying since the day we got married.
Hey-oh.
Hey, come on, lads! Come on, how many tears? I've been shedding tears the whole time! Come on!
We should just go home now. That's
it. Yeah. That's it. Stick that in the
You're welcome.
Tell them we did another one. Hang on a minute, I'll send a voice note.
Now, is this going to make you angry when you find out, right?
Sure, it's spent. It's all, the money's gone. The money's spent and very well spent. Hello, darling. My love, my beloved. Excuse me. How much did we spend on our wedding cake? I have a feeling we might have got for nothing, did we? Did your mum make it for us? I don't remember, though. I hope this is Kate. Bye, love you. I'll find out in a couple of minutes.
Ray Foley.
I think that's my wife's number.
With Care Plus, be the reason someone smiles.
Hello, darling.
This was the voice note I sent my wife a minute ago.
My love, my beloved. Excuse me. How much did we spend on our wedding cake? I have a feeling we might have got it for nothing, did we? Did your mom make it for us? I don't remember, though.
She sent back her voice note, but it's full of swears. It's the mother of my children swearing down the phone. Do you want to hear it?
Go on then, yeah.
Kate, this is going out on the radio now.
No, my mom didn't make it. I took a notion like a week or 2 weeks before the wedding that I wanted a wedding cake. So I bought like a really, really sh** one. I can't remember which it was.
Who takes a notion that they were going to have a wedding cake? Is it like one of the things? It's like, you know, there's going to be a band. There's going to be cocktail sausages. There's going to be sandwiches. Hang sandwiches. Who takes a notion like a week beforehand that they're going to have a wedding cake? Of course, it's the thing you do. The photographs of cutting the cake and all.
It was too much anyway. I'm going to say maybe 100 or a couple hundred. Jeez. And it actually had a fake top. And I think the top of it was cardboard or something. It was just a cake at the bottom. So maybe
it tells you everything about the state of our relationship. I mean, it's like an analogy. What's the word? It's like a
metaphor?
It's a metaphor for our relationship. It's completely fake. It's utterly artificial.
You have a cardboard relationship.
Made of cardboard.
And it actually had a fake top, and I think the top of it was cardboard or something. It was just a cake at the bottom.
All
maybe
fake.
It was only 100. Absolute waste of money. And the actual thing is, the picture of us with the cake is shit as well.
Ray Foley. Cheers, love. Tell us how you really feel.
With Care Plus, creating joyful moments for those you care about most. Careplus.ie.
Who's your man? Who's your man? He looks like he ate all the cake already before he got there. Stay on Today FM. I'll play Sam Smith for you next. Yes! Britney Spears and Crazy. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. And a reminder for you on the cash machine. I'm making the call between 3 and 4 this afternoon. It's €20,242.82. Good luck. Playing Chapel Roan for you next, right?
Ray Foley. With Care Plus.
Hello?
Hello, Susan?
Yes?
Hi, Susan. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Jesus, how are you, Ray?
I'm here picking on the banjo, Susan. Back it down, now, 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 now.
Oh, Christ.
Where are you, Susan?
I'm in Enniscrone.
Right. Oh, I'm in County Sligo. Well, oh, just over the border.
Yes.
What happened? Did he order this online? What did he always have a dream? Did he look at Deliverance and think, I want a piece of that action, musically, so to speak? Where did the dream come from?
Well, he always loved to listen to the banjo. But anyway, one night we were in the house drinking wine during lockdown.
Yeah.
And he was on Dundee, which he spends half his life on.
Yeah.
Looking at cars and buses, and he drives the bus.
Okay.
But the next morning, he went down to the local shop for a newspaper.
Yeah.
And he got an email when he was in the shop. And he was like, what's this? Your delivery, order will be delivered Tuesday or something like that, whatever. And he's like, what?
I have no recollection. I have no idea what's going on here. There must be some sort of mix-up. Surely no one using my credit card and my email address.
He went in, anyway, he went back and he seen this order for a banjo and he was like, oh, Jesus Christ, what did I buy? So he went into his bank account and he had spent $350 on a banjo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And so and how much did you spend on the funeral then?
Well, I'm still planning it.
I used to have a room called the Room of Broken Dreams. It contained all the sports equipment and fads I took up and was enthusiastic for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then they went into that room to die. From Chris in Limerick. But Chris, you still haven't found... The thing is, you just haven't found your thing. You haven't made your connection. That's it.
My mother thought she'd get into cross-country skiing in Ireland. So, and this has got to be 20 years ago. Easy.
Well,
easy.
That was the year of the big snow, in fairness.
So she bought one of those.
I'm going to ski to walk.
Across country skiing. You
know? In Louth, in Dundalk.
So she bought one of those. It's like a treadmill, but you see, you park it in the corner of the room, and it's a machine you get up on. It's got the arms, it's got the things that you sit your feet on. And you go backwards and forwards. And nobody used it once, ever. And it's a huge, it weighs a ton. Limited use.
Was this just a workout machine or was it actually like to train for the actual skiing, cross-country skiing element of it?
Functional training, as they say, Ray. So you use it, you're going to be trained for the skiing.
Jenny's been on. She says, my husband bought a fully operational space suit for the crack. I don't think it's actually for going into the depths of space, but it looks like the proper suit with the helmet. And he bought it from some guy in China. Oh, well, then you know it's good. Get onto Temu there and buy his spacesuit. He spent four figures. What? He spent four figures on this during COVID. And now the suit sits in a box and the helmet sits on a shelf in his office. Love the show. A from Jenny. Houston, we have a problem. Literally, they have a problem. They're hearing something funny in the spaceship, inside in the Starliner.
Right.
They're like, lads, there's a funny sound coming from the Starliner.
No, thanks.
It's still connected to them. And it's like, there's a funny noise. Can ye hear that? Here, I'll put my microphone up to it and ye can have a listen to it. No word of a lie, this is how it works.
That's alarming.
They've released it because, of course, NASA release everything. This is not a joke. They release everything and we can hear it. Hang on. So this is the back and forth. You can hear Butch initially. He gets on the blower on the radio. Here we have a listen.
Houston, I'm too. I've got a question about the Starliner.
There he goes. I've got a question about the Starliner, okay? And then Houston replies, isn't it?
Houston, I'm too. I've got a question about the Starliner.
Houston's with you, Butch. Go ahead.
There's a strange noise coming through the speaker.
Houston, Houston.
There's a strange noise coming through the speaker. Now, these people are trained within an inch of their lives to detect even the slightest a tweak or the slightest jolt or the smallest little error, they're going to be on it because this is their life. Something goes wrong. They're out in the vastness of space with nothing to rely on but their wits, their intellect and their training.
And famously, there are no noises in space. So when you do hear a noise, that's a problem.
They're like, Sonny, did you hear that? She's like, geez, I did, Butch. Here, call Houston.
Houston, I'm too. I've got a question about Starliner.
Houston's with you, Butch. Go ahead.
There's a strange noise coming through the speaker.
Station Houston on 2, we're configured for audio via hardline and CST, if you want to give us a call.
Okay, I'm
going to
put my key to
mic. All right, so here he is. This is the bit where he says, I'm going to put my microphone up to it so you can hear it. Can you hear him say this?
Okay, I'm going to put my key to mic up next to the speaker.
Copy.
So I'm going to put my microphone up to it so you can hear what's coming through the speaker. All right, you want to hear the noise? This is the noise that alarmed, that Butch is worried about.
Okay, I'm going to put my key to the mic up next to the speaker.
Copy.
Good Lord. Double put me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jerry Dale down in the street. There's a party downtown near Fish. Everybody at the bar getting pissed.
I know how he feels. I know, at this stage, it feels, I mean, they're up there. They're going to be up there for months.
No escape.
It feels like we've been listening to that for... Honestly.
Yeah.
It feels like that song's been out for like 40 years now.
At negative, Butch, we did not hear anything.
He was at Coldplay last night, and this is the bit where they throw all the big inflatable balls out into the audience, and they're singing and dancing. Look at this video. Look at all the bolts.
Brandon Dry as well.
Look at the flashing lights, the flashing wristbands. Look at this.
Spectacular.
Absolutely sick. It looks amazing. It looks like the kind of gig that changes your life. Should have gone to Crow Park last night.
Nice way of spending a Monday, isn't it?
Look at that. Look at all the wristbands.
Yeah.
It looks magical.
Nice video.
Look at that. Anyone at it last night? How are you feeling today? Anyone missed it last night? Even better. You're with me. You're on my team. 0874-100-102. How'd you get on last night?
Ray Foley.
It looked absolutely amazing.
With Care Plus.
He's telling the story of the ante on stage in front of 80,000 people.
Like that, like in a flirty way. You know how people say about hats. Then she went away again.
Oh, right. She said, I like your hat. Like, oh, hi there. What's your name? I like your hat.
Like that, like in a flirty way. You know how people say about hats. And then she went away again. And then she came up to him again a bit later and she said, I really like your hat. And he said, thanks. And she said, did you go to the concert? Did she?
Jesus.
So, after 27 years, he's still not famous, but he's still incredible. Mr. Jerry Butler, don't get
oh, my God. You imagine being in Coldplay all your life and people not knowing who you are. They call my Coldplay correspondent. It was Amy that sent it in, wasn't it?
Yeah, so
it's Amy about her auntie.
It's ringing
now, so it is.
Hello?
Amy, it's Ray Foley here. How are you?
Hiya, how are you, Ray?
Spill the tea, madam. So that was Chris Martin himself telling the story.
This is Ray Foley on the phone. I swear on my life. So I'm in the office here with the girls. They're all like, I swear to God.
Tell them I'm sorry, it's not the cash machine, it's just the gossip and the bitching about your auntie.
She works they're from town, right, originally, they're from the Liberty.
Okay.
My auntie's there, right, and she works in a homeless shelter in town, and apparently the tour manager came in and gave them all free tickets to go to the after party in Merrion Road in O'Donoghue's. So she went and she brought a couple of my cousins with her, and she didn't know who the drummer was, so she went up to the bar to him and she said to him, "I love your hat is lovely." And he said, "Ah, thanks very much." And she says to him, "Did you go to the concert tonight?" And he just said to her, "Ah, yeah." And she said, "Well, what did you think of it? Was that any good?"
Here's a pop question for you, Amy. Do you know the name of the drummer in Coldplay?
Johnny something, is it?
Do you know what? I wouldn't have gotten that. And this is the thing, because it's all about Chris Martin. The rest of them, it's like, you know they're there, but you wouldn't have a clue of any of the rest of their names.
Yeah, so she didn't have a clue. And the drummer and the guitarist are the image of each other. They look the exact same as well. So.
Right.
But we were after Googling the whole band before she went to the after party and showed her everybody. Like,
oh, no! She'd done the homework and she still got it wrong.
He said she was flirting with him as well because she was like, "Oh, your hat is lovely."
So what is his story? Is he single or I guess he's not. I guess.
He was the drummer, yeah. I'm not sure, but he wasn't into her in any way.
He wasn't interested, given that she didn't know who he was.
No.
So tell us, I'm so sorry to go sad in the conversation, but I guess she's died now of mortification, actually. So I'm so sorry for your loss. When is the funeral?
she won't even show her face today to collect the kids from our grandkids from school.
Wait, hang on. She's supposed to be collecting her grandchildren from school, and she's not going to go.
No, she said she's too embarrassed. No, she will go and get them, but she said she's so embarrassed because we tagged her on Facebook and Instagram and everything else. We tagged her on it this morning, so everybody around the area knows it was her that Chris Martin was talking.
Poor lady.
Just to clarify, Amy, you were exactly right. They are the spit of each other, the guitarist and the drummer. So the drummer is called Will Champion, and the guitarist is called Johnny Buckland. So do we think it was the guitarist she was hitting?
It was the guitarist. It was Johnny. My aunt and my cousins that went got pictures with him and all. He was meant to be lovely. He was really nice to them and all. So I'd say he just didn't have the heart to say to her, "I'm the guitarist."
He didn't say anything. He was cooler with him, wasn't he?
He just went along with her. He just kind of said, "No, the gig was really good, yeah."
Isn't that lovely, though? How nice to give of the Coldplay lads to give the tickets as well. Isn't that really sweet?
Yeah, they're real do-gooders, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a pity they didn't give tickets for the gig, but sure. What's your auntie's name again?
Samantha Bourne.
You're going full title on it. She's not getting away from this. She's definitely not going to the school gates now. Those poor grandchildren are going to be left all evening while you're trying to get tickets. Listen, Amy, thanks so much for taking the call. Where do you work?
I work in Pure Atlas and Ray.
Yeah.
We love the show.
Yay! There's Amy. I tell you what, I'm going to give Amy the break in the Heritage. Theheritage.com. That was a busy show, wasn't it?
There's a lot going on.
Too much. I think we need to cut back. Ella Henderson, Alibi. Today FM, we play the music you love. And that is the broadcast done and dusted for another day. Whew. Need to lie down after that. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show.
For God's sake.
We didn't get to do Coldplay's.
Mm.
Where Coldplay frontman Chris Martin tells us he keeps in shape by eating white fish. Coldplay's Cold Place. White fish, usually in a nice fillet of place. He doesn't mind if it's gone cold either.
Doesn't mind, no.
Leftovers. We didn't get to do Coldplay. Where the Coldplay lads tell us about the group prayer they share before every live performance. It's very important to them in Coldplay. And we didn't get to do Coldplay's Cold Sprays.
Yeah.
Where the Coldplay lads tell us that they keep cool on stage. But you see, you know the little fan with a little mist? It's like a little fan. It's got,
oh,
it goes,
yeah, pff, the water drops. Pff, yeah.
And it kind of keeps it... Because it gets very hot up there on stage in front of all those lights. In Coldplay's Cold Sprays. Stand by. Last word is on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley.
I'll talk to you tomorrow from 2.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.